A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Women's Round Table, brought to you from the Voice of America in Washington, where I'm broadcasting from home. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, due to the COVID-19 or coronavirus pandemic.
Yes, and I'm your hostess, Thandekile Mhlanga. And today we'll be looking at COVID-19 and its effect in the country, and also looking at what's happening in other countries as Zimbabwe waits for its first vaccine. And we'll also be looking at a bit of what's happening with the impeachment trial here in the United States.
Yes, talking about the COVID-19 vaccination, we heard the Minister of Information, Amai Monica Muchangwa, saying that Zimbabwe is waiting to receive its own vaccine on Monday from China. But there are a lot of questions that have been coming up, and we're hoping that in due course we'll be able to have Amai Muchangwa come up and discuss with us the issue of the COVID-19 vaccine. We saw in South Africa also the vaccine that had been bought by South Africa from AstraZeneca was returned because they said it wasn't working with the variant. But looking at the COVID-19 figures right now in Zimbabwe, we see that from the Minister of Health, the figures have been steadying as we see. I mean, a lot of people are asking questions that, hey, so has the situation in Zimbabwe changed? So those are some of the issues that we're going to be looking at to just see some of the figures, and to also talk to some of the people that are at home and what they are seeing on the ground. Start.
Yes, and seeing that women are saying they are hard hit with this COVID-19 pandemic in their homes because they cannot access other programs such as family planning, they cannot access water, they cannot access, there are many issues. And we saw the Department of Health in the Bulawayo City Council recently say that women, some statistics show that women are hardest hit by the COVID-19. They are the ones who have to go out there to queue up for the water and stuff like that. And also you mentioned the vaccine, and we see that beforehand, Mrs. Mtanga said in a press conference that Zimbabwe will follow the sciences and the vaccine, the Sinopharm. They are confident that it should be appropriate because it's been approved by the WHO. But of course, people always have many concerns which they want to be settled, so that they are confident that what is going into their bodies is the right thing.
Correct, Dave. So let's look at the figures coming from the Minister of Health. They say that since COVID-19 started, Zimbabwe has 34,864 COVID-19 positive cases. And also the number of deaths are now at 1,364. But there is some good news coming in where they are saying there are 29,471 people who caught COVID-19 and were able to fight off the virus. Speaking about that, for now, I think let's now turn to politics about what's happening here in the United States, because I see we have both our guests here, and I'd just like to go to the video of what's happening here in America regarding the trial of former President Donald Trump, who is accused of inciting violence or asking his supporters to incite violence regarding the results that had come out of the election here in the state. Stan, let me just go to the video now.
The vice president and U.S. senators just steps away from likely attack. Police beaten by rioters. Scenes that paint a fuller picture of the violent threat inside the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th riot, revealed in previously unreleased security footage shown by House impeachment managers on the opening day of their argument that former President Donald Trump was directly responsible for that riot.
We will prove that the impeached president was no innocent bystander, whose conduct was totally appropriate and should be a standard for future presidents, but that he incited this attack and he saw it coming.
Impeachment managers arguing Trump stopped the steel rally ahead of the riot was not an isolated event, but the culmination of months of election fraud allegations and incitement of supporters to attack the electoral process.
This was never about one speech. He built this mob over many months with repeated messaging until they believed that they had been robbed of their vote and they would do anything to stop the certification.
Trump's electoral challenge failed in U.S. courts in the weeks before the riot, noted the House impeachment managers.
Not a single court, not a single judge agreed that the election results were invalid or should be invalidated.
They laid out evidence they said shows the former president turned to his supporters to stop the democratic process certifying Joe Biden the winner.
Make no mistake, the violence was not just foreseeable to President Trump. The violence was what he deliberately encouraged.
Trump's lawyers present their defense on Friday. They argue Trump was exercising his right to free speech and cannot be held responsible for the chaos. Although critics say Trump's lawyers have struggled to make their case, it is unlikely Trump will be convicted. 17 Republican senators would have to join Democrats in finding him guilty.
They're beholden to the former president himself. They see that their own political fortunes depend on Trump voters coming out and voting for them in their own Senate races, particularly in Republican states. And so no matter what evidence House members, House managers are going to present at the trial, a significant number of Republicans will ignore them and still vote to acquit the president.
At stake is Trump's ability to run for federal office again. House managers have 8 more hours to present their case on Thursday. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
We're hearing there on what's happening here in the United States regarding the trial of former President Donald Trump. And that case continues in the U.S. Senate today. But let's take a look again at another video from a doctor who's talking about the issue of COVID-19 before we go to our guest.
Makadini Murie Zimbabwe, in infancy Dr. Caroline Shumba, Dinokara ku Boston, Massachusetts, that it is our enemy nasi, Nedambutsik or Stachuana Shinonzi COVID-19. Tirikuda kuyeza kukurudzira munhu wese kuti adzivirire kubata chirwere ichi. Chikurusa kuti tiprevente kuti tibate chitachiona ichi tinofanira kuve safe nekuti vese vari around us vave safe zvakare tichikwanisa kudaro tinofanira kuedza kuita inonzi social distancing meaning that tinofanira tiri 1 meter apart from each other nekuavoida kuenda kuma crowds nzvimbo dzinenge dzakazara vanhu. Tinofanira kupfeka mamaski edu all the time. Takakavha muromo, takakavha mino. Tinofanira kuvhura mawindo mudzimba dzedu kuti tigare dzimba dziri well ventilated. Kana takawanda, tinofanira kuvhura mawindo. Kana tiri mumaplaces akaita sechechi, kana kuti kurufu, kana kuti mumaclassroom, tinofanira kuita social distancing. Tichifanira kunge takavhara, takavhura mawindo kuti fresh air ipinde ichibuda. Tinofanira kugeza maoko edu all the time, nesipo nemvura. Kana tisiri pamvura, tisiri pasipo, tinofanira kushandisa masanitizers edu. Asi patinongosvika pane mvura, togeza maoko nemvura nesipo. Tinofanira kukavha muromo wedu nemino yedu kana chikosora. Tinoshandisa mahandkerchief, tinogona kushandisa gokora redu kufara muromo patenge chikosora kuti tichakosorere kune vamwe. Tinofanira kugara tichiklina masurfaces edu atinoshandisa zvikuru matafura kana kuti madoorknobs kana kuti mastaircases tisidisinfecta nebleach kana kuti mishonga yatinokwanisa kutenga kuzvitoro. Masymptoms eCovid, unotanga kunzwa huro ichirwadza, wolose taste yefood kana kune smell, nasal congestion, dzimwe nguva unokwanisa kuita fever, vamwe vaite vamwe vanoita fever, vanogona kuita cough iri dry kana kuti cough yaunenge uchisumudzira makararwa. Unonzwa kuneta nekunzwa miri uchirwadza vamwe munoita diarrhea kana kuti nokwanisa kuita kurutsa kana zvasvika pekuti wakunzwa wakutadza kufema kana kunetseka kufema ndinokukurudzirai kuti mukole chiremba venyu munotariswa asi chikuru chaizvo kuti tiprevent COVID-19 iyi tinofanira kuita social distancing very important kupfeka mamask nekuavoida macrowds ndatenda zvangu thank you.
We are hearing there from a doctor based here in the United States in Boston, Dr. Caroline Shumba, just giving an update and also reminding people about COVID-19, saying that COVID-19 is real and people need to continue observing the World Health Organization guidelines.
Siyabe sikhangela ke okwenzakala eZimbabwe sibona ukuthi ilizwe selimelele umuthi lo wejekiseni okuthiwa ivaccine ukuthi abantu behlatshwe umuthi lo kuyenqabela ukuthi uthole leli gcikwane okutho ukuthi uyabe usuvikelekile ungayihlaba njalo uhulumende uthi ukhangelele ukuthi okokuqala umuthi lo uzabuya ngomvulo wonalo ozayo njalo nxa ubuya laphana ukukhangelele ukuthi abantu behlatshwe ngeleyo jekiseni njalo bathi bakhangelele ukuthi abantu mhlawumbe abayizigidi ezili-2 10 million bengahlatshwa siyabona ukuthi ilizwe mhlawumbe lilabantu abaningi abangafika i-18 million kodwa yena liyana kuthiwa ngomthetho wamazwe omhlaba kuhle ngoba i-60% isilinganiso singama-2 ayisithupha ekhulwini i-60% kuyabe kuhlatshwe kuhle lapho abantu njalo abanye bale mbuzo ukuthi ijekiseni leyi ilungele yini ukuhlaba abantu kumbe kungabe kule ngxaki kodwa hhayi uhulumende sizwile ekhuluma obona ngomphathi ntambo kahulumende obona ngokwethula kwembiko unkosikazi Monica Mtswanga uthile wathi hhayi uhulumendeni ulandela okwesayensi njalo umuthi lo wavunywa umanyano we-WHO ukuthi uzasebenza kukanti ulesilinganiso sokusebenza kuhle esedlulayo i-50% okuthiwa-ke i-effectiveness rate ukuthi ungaphumelela ngaleso silinganiso njalo kwakhangela ukuthi amajekiseni lawa aphumelele njani siyakhangela njalo ukuthi ngesikhathi se-COVID-19 lesi abantu ezindlini bathi bathwele amagabha avuzayo ngoba inhlelo zabo aziqhubeki kuhle abatholi ukudla okweneleyo abanye njalo bathi batholi amanzi kakhulu edolobheni lakobulawayo abesifazana betshona besendwendweni bedinga amanzi sibonile nekhansili yakobulawayo isithi inani kuyatshengisa ukuthi inani lalaba abahlaselwa lileli gcikwane le-coronavirus eliphumayo iningi likuba isifazana ngoba yibo abatshona bephuma lapha bedinga lokhu lalokhuya ngakho-ke yikho esiyabe sikukhangela lapha-ke sile ngcwethi zethu esiyabe sixoxa nazo kulona lolu uhlelo marvelous njalo singakabuyi lapho sibonile kwividiyo udokotela kade exwayisa abantu ukuthi uyabona njani ukuthi ulo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19 impawu zangikhona sabona njalo lo mabonakude njengoba usitshengisa ngokwenzakala lapha emelika lapho owayengumongameli athonisiswa khona.
Yes, sister, I think we have our other guest, Isaka Holland, but we just want to find out if we can hear her. Hello, am I Holland?
Hello. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, because we kind of lost you a little bit there. But maybe while you're still on Star, we can quickly just greet Mai Holland, and then I'll go into Shona. So Mai Holland, just tell us a little bit. You were saying you're a bit worried by, some of the, like our titles where we say the impact of COVID-19 on women. We should be making it broader. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. I want to make a point about our continent of Africa. I'm really worried about the way in which Umam Shangalapa has been dwelling on the vaccine. The vaccine in America last week, and I'm going to send you the clip on CNN. The first vaccine came from Africa with a slave who, when smallpox broke out, when they first got to America, he told his master to try an African method of dealing with smallpox. And it worked. This master got his family, they did the smallpox vaccine, and they actually commercialized it. The slave was never thanked or acknowledged to this day. Right. The worry I have is that the statistics you are quoting, you are not putting them on the world planet. You've just told us exactly how many Zimbabweans have died, how many have been infected, and how many have actually got over it. We are in the more low areas of this pandemic. I was saying to you, Marvelous, the focus should be on how is it that we have this situation which is so unique in Africa, that we have not been so hard hit. In London, I don't know about America. They are selling Zumbani. And it's very expensive, Zumbani, in London. Here, we should be focusing on what I've done with my grandchildren. We've planted Zumbani around the yard. We've planted Moringa trees around the yard for 9 months now. We've got ginger, garlic, turmeric. There is a plant called bitter melon. There is a plant called fenugreek. Those are the herbs which are now in my yard, and we are eating those. I'm 78 years old. I live with 18 people. One of the grandchildren got COVID. People told us, she stayed here. Today she went for her test, and she was negative. Staying here in quarantine.
Am I holding? Maybe let me just come in there.
The focus should be on solutions.
But then we've had doctors that have come on the show who have said, yes, things like Zumbani and all the other herbs that you're talking about do work in, you know, preparing your immune system, but cannot be said because they have not been tested to be a cure for COVID-19.
I'm married to an Australian for the past 55 years. He was also caught with an underlying condition of, it's called the diabetes 1.5. It's incurable. It's irreversible. It's deteriorates. This was done 9 months ago. For the past 3 months, his sugar levels have come down to normal on that diet of what I just told you. The point I'm trying to make to you is Africa should have a mindset change, because at the age of 78, I am going back to those things, and I'm not waiting for anything because people are dying every day. So you have to strengthen those things which you know work and actually spread them everywhere and stop the mentality that Africa is waiting for something. One. Two, we have got some brilliant scholars in Africa. We should be focusing on government and universities and secondary schools. And this is being done under the government program, which I talked about last time, where they are now set up hubs at universities so that anybody can come with their own product and actually experiment on it, package it, and go to the industrialization process where you then actually package it and sell it. That's what we should be focusing on. We've got enough scientists in Africa to strengthen that academic thing instead of waiting for people to come from overseas, probably with herbs they've got from Africa. We really need a mindset change. The point I was making about how we should be looking at solutions, we should have institutional support for each member of the family. The Girl Child Program has been the best conducted program in the world because we are now really garnering the results of its impact on the girl child internationally and in Africa. We have launched in October 2019 with Helen Clark, the former Prime Minister of New Zealand, at the University of Zimbabwe. We have launched the Boy Child Project to get the same institutional support which the Girl Child Project has, and to now develop a boy child and a girl child who walk step in step to actually bring back balance, order, and those kinds of positive qualities Africans are known for. So I'm just saying to you, we are ourselves not waiting for anything. Our program, as I told you last week, is called formalization. And it is getting women out of relying on sitting on a tuck shop and actually getting to understand the process of moving into formalization, Wi-Fi, digitalization. We are actually doing that with our members. Small because there's
we can come in there. What about what's your view on vaccines? Are you saying they should work hand in hand, or people should forget about them and focus?
No. They came from Africa. You are twisting what I'm saying. Vaccines came from Africa.
I'm talking about the packaging. I'm saying
we should work with both. But here in Africa, that fact should be known, that vaccines came from Africa. I don't think people know that. We should know that. We are the home of many things that we are now looking to the West to get. That thing should be really understood.
People should be packaging the traditional medicines into vaccines.
No. We are following the science that is there today. And Zimbabweans, they've got the scientists, they've got the labs, they've got all the tools here to do those things. And I was really excited to hear South Africa and Nigeria saying, let's really now intensify doing this here at home. Zimbabwe is doing it always, but at a very small level. I'm just really appealing to us to have a mindset change and understand that we have demonstrated that we have got some strengths. And I was reading in the WHO list of countries that Zimbabwe is number 38 on those countries that have been successful in really keeping the pandemic in place. And I think what really surprises me in Zimbabwe, what makes me very sad, we don't have the gift of looking at the positive things that we have. And there are many here. And we focus on the negative so much so that we overlook the strengths that we have as a people.
Yeah, ungasichathisela ke lapha ngolimi lesiNdebele ukuthi kahle kahle sithi njengele Africa sisebenzise imigcozo esivele silayo. Kumbe lathi sihlanganise lapho ibuye lokho njengamangisi siyilokho esithi ngama-vaccines. Kumbe siyisebenzise njalo ngokuyixhathisa nokuyinathi.
Lithi mina lapha sikhuluma singakhulumi abantu ezindlini babhizi ngokudinga umsuzwana, ukudinga nje konke lokhu abakwaziyo vele ukuthi yikho okuncedisayo. Bavele bayakwenza khonokho. Yikho abantu abaswelakalayo, laba abanjwa ngumkhuhlane, laba abasilayo sebeke bawubamba. Kwenziwa yikhonokho. Engikutsho yikuthi abantu beZimbabwe bakithi leli yilo iqiniso. Ngabantu abalokuhlakanipha okumangalisayo amaZimbabweni, ngabantu abafundileyo. Lokhu ukuthi amaZimbabweni zale 95% literacy rate asomanga iqiniso. Kodwa angikwazi ukuthi salahleka ngaphi ukuthi kasiboni izipho esivele silazo khonapho ukuthi siqalise ukuzenzela okuningi, ikakhulu ngesikhathi se-COVID-19. Wombono wami mina ovele sokusenzakala kodwa okungakhulunywayo, abantu sebevele sebeqalisile ukuqinisa izinto eziningi ezinceda uZulu. Ngibone eLondon sokuthengiswa izumbane, iyadura okumangalisayo. Lapha silezihlahla 6, sile 3 esezikhulile kulezinkathi ezibuyayo ukuthi sizohlanyela eyadini yami bona. Sile moringa, sile elokuza i-turmeric, sile ginger, kukhona konke lapha. Sikuwenze ngoba umkami uke waba le-diabetes, kodwa hayi anayo imbi kunjani kunjani. Yena likhiwe. kwathiwa hayi ufanele ukuthatha lokhu nalokhu 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 sathi hayi sesizafaka izumbane kwisaladi lemoringa umlawa wami kobulawayo usiwathumela i-aloe vera sayilungisa sakhathesi for the past 3 months usesilile sibe sinomntwana wami umzukulu kade ebambe i-positive 3 weeks ago esekhaya sahamba sayomthatha samfaka ku-quarantine khona uhambile namhla kuyakwenza ama-test seqedi i-treatment yona le she's negative so ngithi i-vaccine yakuqala kakwaziwa yithi lapha e-Afrika kodwa yavela esigqilini esasivele e-Afrika esasibone i-smallpox isibambe ikhiwa lakhe wasesithi hayi asizameni into esasiyenza e-Afrika wabatshengisa ukuthi i-smallpox yayiselatshwa njani ikhiwa laselisenza i-vaccine from an African person omtshelile ukuthi yenza so kwaphakhejwa yikho esilakho namhlesi kuhlatshwayo uyakwazi wena khonokho ukuthi i-smallpox vaccine yavele e-Afrika from isigqili mina ngitshelele ikhiwa and ngizakuthumela futhi i-clip leyo and mina ngicela ukuthi i-clip leyo liyidlale khonapha next week abantu bazi ukuthiezinenge ezikhonapho phesheya zivela e-Afrika
ye ngoba bona nje bazenza zafakwa kulokho okunjengamaphilisi nemithi abakulanje kunjalo kuzimpande lamahlamvu
hhayi engikuthiwa yikuthi okwethu it's organic angithi and okwethu futhi babevele bekulungisa kudala ngendlela kwakugigwa kucholwa kwakuphekwa kwenziwa into eziningi kodwa khonokho kasisakwazi abantu baresearchwa kulungiswe futhi khonapho ngento ezinjengepowder kwakuvele kusenziwa into eziningi very advanced science AI-based on ulwazi so mina engikucelayo ebantwini bonke bakithi abezimbabwe i-COVID-19 kayisifundise ukuthi siqale ukubonana ubuhle esilabo muntu ngamuntu kukhona umuntu wonke ulabo lobo buhle ulwazi onye lobunye ulalo futhi nxa sesikhuluma-ke ngokuthi kwenziwe njani kasilungise indlela zokusekela omunye lomunye osendlini ukuthi ulwazi lwakhe nobugabazi bakhe bube ngokuzanceda isizwe so angikwazi ukuthi lokhu singakwenza njani ngoba okhokho thina sizalwa sibili yinto enkulu ababeyazi naleyo thina sikhulela uveze hhayi ogogo bebuya bevele ekhaya betsela izinto zabo sasiphonguthelwa konke lokho singakhulumile ukuthi yemna kangifuni and sakhula siqinile at 78 yangibona zimpande zekhaya
hhayi imiqotho sibili lokho ngumqemane um engoba kasinathi izihaqa lani 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 kuthi kahlesi lakhe as we have seen marvelous the previous some doctors some have warned that these do not work and some have said it works as Mrs. Holland is testifying here that her husband her grandson was healed by some of
no granddaughter my very beloved granddaughter today kuvela ku testing and then the results came out just making she's negative.
Aiwa. Aiwa apo tirikunzwa kubva kuna amai Sekai Holland vari kutaurawo ivo vachitaura kuti zvimwe zvinhu zvimwe zvechivanhu pari zvino zvavari kushandisawo zvecovid-19 zviri kubatsira mhuri yavo mungatitsanangura kuti zviri kufamba sei here nokuti tinoona vana chiremba vari kuti ehe zvinogona kubatsira kuvaka kuti masoja emiri asimbe asi kuti zvinorapa COVID-19 hazvisati zvateswa neWorld Health Organization imi tipewo pfungwa dzenyu mataura imi kuti pane hama dzenyu makawanikwa muchini wazvinhu izvi zvikakubatsirai
uri kubvunza ini
ehe taura henyu muchidimbo
aiwa ndiri kuti problem yatinayo muAfrica ndeyokuti hatizivi history yedu vaccine yamakamirira iyi and ndanzwa kurwadziwa ndichinzwa mamushanga vachiti we are waiting minister says we are waiting vaccine yesmallpox yakabva from munhu anga ari aslave kuamerica family yake, Muria, your Muriz wake, if you can say there's a person who owns anybody. Abatwane smallpox is a family. Akati ayewa, ku Africa, panezwa taita, kutimunu ararame, abatwane smallpox. Akavarakiza. Vadaro, aka Muriz wacho, akaita package, akaita commercialize. Nanasi mu Africa vanhu vanoti takamirira vaccine ye smallpox but yakabva from Africa from a slave. Ndiri kuda kukuchumira I clip yakandipa that fact. Ndokumbira kuti muise pa program yenyu vanhu vanzwe murungu achitaura kuti aiwa vanhu vatema kune zvakawanda zvavainazvo zvatinofanira kunoterera tidzidze. Ndio point yekutanga. Point yechipiri. Kana zvichinzi maZimbabweans akadzidza, maZimbabweans anoruzi, hazisi nema. Mascientists edu in Western countries, vari kuita zvinhu zvinoshamisa zvikuru, vadzidza muno. Ini ndakadzidza muno muZimbabwe, up to form 6. Ruzivo rwandinazvo, rwakabva muno. Ndiri kuti, kuno government, yava nepolicy, yokuti vanhu vatange manje kuita zvinhu izvezvi vari muno kuti tiwane kubatsirika nezvinhu zvacho. Isusu hatisi kutombozviziva nokuti zvinoitwa negovernment nezvatinozoita isu communications dzacho dzakaipa. Zvandinofarira neprogram yenyu munotoda kunzwisisa vanhu vachiuya neinformation yacho vachiisa ipapa. Apa ndoda kukurakidza ichi. This is from a women's club here. Munuwese akunzi nempurisa, you must actually have sanitizer on you. Chinako kandiki ana. Inde mumba, munuwese anopinda mugeni. Zuluko isi kwane women's club upamba. Ikaka, sipo ii. Chino check on my small pieces, twice a basin pa gedi, munuwese anopinda, oisa izuzi. Mamask, chiluku sona, isutega. Tichisambisama Zambia using the World Health Organization pattern. Tiri kuita pamba, it's the way of formalizing. So ndiri kuti nini, ngatishandisei zvidiki zvatinazvo to build upwards, zvinoita. Chikumbiro changu kumaZimbabweans ese, ngatitangei kuona runako mumuri, mumwe nomumwe ane chipo chake, mudunhu. Ipane imaine chipo chavo, pese pese, gati tarisei, izvozvo zvinonzi maassets. Tivakane tivake, that's why, tati isusu, Girl Child Project inodanisa, yakanaka. Asi, gaive ne Boy Child Project, ya inofamba nayo, so that vana vechidiki, vane ma opportunities akafanana. Vachiwirirana vachikura zvakanaka mumba vachiziva kuti ini ndinoenda kundonowana izvi ini ndonowana izvi zvinoita kuti marwadzivo atinawo and akawanda and they are very deep. Kana tichiita zvepeace building isu kuvaka runyararo mumaprogramu edu ese zvekuti tiupana nemukada okuona runako rwatinarwo. Ndechikumbiro changu chikuru kuti tione runako rwemumwe nomumwe munguva iyi yeCOVID-19. And ndekoda kuti chinini matauriro atiri kuita publicly. Tiri kukanganwa kuti ava vari kufirwa avo vanhu vari kurwadziwa chaizvo. And iyeyo kuti titange maprogram akadai tichiti namatambudziko kuvose vafirwa. Kuvose vari kurwara.
Aiwa, iro idama.
Regai
tombokubatai muromo. Ehe, ipapo tanyatsopanzwisa. Regai tombokubatai muromo kuti titorowo vamwe vari pachirongwa kuitira kuti tiende mberi tichikurukura tichionesana pari zvino. Nokuti tikuona pane vamwe vari pachirongwa pari zvino vanga vakamirira kuti vapinde muchirongwa. Saka tichavaunza muchirongwa pana ana Matai Kwekwedza ari pano. Anga network yake haisi kuita zvakanaka asi tichaedza kuti timubate parunhare kuitira kuti tinzwe kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yevechidiki panyaya iyoyi yeCOVID-19 ambowanikwa achiuya pachirongo asitazoona kuti parizvino nenyaya yenetwork ambodonha saka tadzosa zvakare star kuti auye pane mumwe munyarikani wake ari pano regai tiwanikwe kuti tichiona kuti zvakamira sei tichiedza zvakare kuti tiwanikwe tichibata namatai kwekwedza star I've got you up here. I think your guest is here, so I'm going to try to get Namatai Kwekweza to come while you speak to.
It'll be actually interesting to have her. We have seen how active she's been
trying to get on the program, but her network.
Before we came to the show, I spoke to Miss Jasmine Tofa. She's the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee member on health. And also on power. And she's saying that she was just describing what the women are going through in the city of Bulawayo concerning this pandemic and what they are doing in parliament concerning the coming vaccines and other issues. So I will just put her audio is very detailed, and she's really explaining what is happening there. It will be interesting.
So, that is why we are going to have a
Perspective there from a Member of Parliament, Jasmine Chofa, of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Health. She's saying they usually discuss these health matters in Parliament and come up with these decisions, and she's hoping the government will do more. I'm sure Mrs. Holland is very familiar with this since she was also in Parliament. Ngithemba kathesi sasizwisisana kuhle, Nkosazana Mathuthu.
Yeah, I'm good to
say. Yeah, ungaqalisa nje singayi kuNkosikazi Holland ukasitshela ukuthi uthini ngamazwi owezwe awakhuluma lapho lina libonani khona ngapha kwele South Africa kuZim imbokodo, inhlanganiso yele yabesifazana. Abantu benzani? Lokho siyakwazi ukuthi yela khona ngapho kwamiswa uhlelo lama-vaccines. Kathesi manje abantu bathemba yini lokho okunathwayo okwesintu, izihlahla lempathi?
Ngimzile uNkosikazi Holland into akhuluma ngayo. Ngicabanga ukuthi akushoyo ukuthi singabantu, singama-Africans, sesasuka sathemba kakhulu izinto zesilungu. Salahla okwethu kuliqiniso. Njengamanje eSouth Africa lapha bese kule i-positivity ebantwini ngoba bekuthiwa hayi kuzoqala uku-roll out i-vaccine leyo ebuyileyo, and then after sokuthiwa i-vaccine leyo ayisena ayikho effective, ayisebenzi kangako ma kusiza kule i-variant ye-corona ekhona lapha eSouth Africa. Abantu bawa ihope yokuthi ngoba sokupha i-vaccine naso sifiki, abantu bezitshela ukuthi ayi masokuqalisa ukurola i-vaccine then, which means we are doing away with this COVID-19 as soon as possible. But manje ngoba i-vaccine leyo sokubuye kwathiwa hayi ayilunganga iyanjani njani, abantu sebewile that positivity kade belayo, sokule negative ebantwini, so ngani sesizoqala kuwa a. Kodwa-ke abantu ngicabanga ukuthi le i-COVID-19 ibakhumbuzile abantu abamnyama ukuthi bangobani, babuyaphi. Thina masikhula sikhule kuthiwa ungavele ube le-flu besingawazi thina amaphilisi nabo proin labo obosifuba, kuthiwa umuntu uyakhwehlela uyaphiza i-woods and stuff, bekusaziwa ngabanye kodwa thina abanye vele besingawazi. Bekuthi uma ngivuka ngikhwehlela ngathiwa ngiyakhwehlela noma ngile-flu, bekuvele kufakwe ilitshe noma ihloka, yabona ihloka straight, ngifakwe ziko kuthiwe ngiyafutha, kutshelwa amanzi umuntu afuthe kuthiwe kuphuma leyo flu. And bekaleso sikhathi besikubona ukuthi hayi kufutha besingawubona ukuthi kuyasebenza, but bekusisebenzela. Ezithizi nawo abantu sebebuyele back ekufutheni khona lokho. Ungababuza abantu bazokutshela ukuthi into abazivikela ngayo ku-corona loba umuntu wonke bafutha like almost nsuku zonke abantu, okuyinto vele sesingasayenzi. Abantu abajwayele ukufutha vele sifutha thina singabantu bamnyama, sivele sikhule sikwazi ukufutha, and manje sokusibisela emuva futhi asibuyele futhi siyeqala phansi sifutha ngoba kuthiwa hayi ma ufutha i-virus intini kumbe yakhe ayibhilifi sesidayo leyo. Kodwa isuthe lokhu into esiyiqala namhlanje, yinto vele siyaziyo, kuthiwe asidle amajinja, ogalikhi, sifuthe ngabomhlonyane, kuthiwe kule nto kuthiwa ngumhlonyane la e-South Africa. Angazi lobo eZimbabwe khona ngoba mnekhaya ngazi umsuzwane. abantu bafutha ngayo sesifuye sesiyafutha ngamahlamba egumtree owe izinto zonke lezi ezisuka ethu ezisifise esintwini sethu singabantu abamnyama. Ngicabanga ukuthi ngapha abantu belinde ivaccine sebekholelwa kulokho abazele kade bekholelwa kikho izinto ezesintu. Asikho ukuthi kwenzeke eZimbabwe kuphela, lakhona eSouth Africa abantu abaningi sebebuyele. Uthola abantu bebhizi behlafuna lokho okuhlafunayo amajinja lawo. Ijinja yinto elindwayo le phansi. Ayikho nje, it's just raw ginger. Oyihlafuna nje ginye lowo msobo. Akusho nto yokuthiwa uzoyithenga esitolo noma isiphekwaphekwe yaba ngokunye, cha. Ijinja nje elinywayo igedwe, uthi umuntu ayigebhe phansi ibuye uyihlafune uginye lo msobo. Akukho okunye oku-complicated kumbe oku-rocket science ngejinja lokuthiwa siyihlafune.
Ye, ngiyabona lapha unkosikazi volunteer okhanye uyareacta kulokho okutshoyo. Sizweni ukuthi uthini ngakho.
Hayi, ngifuna ukulokhuza ukubonga uMathuthu lapha eZimbabwe. Ngithi mina kuye at the age of 78. Yena kanisela umsebenzi omningi engifanele ukuwenza ngoba angafika ngapha eHarare kumbe koBulawayo eWoodville uzafika emzini wami. Ngimphe konke ahamba ehlanyele emzini wakhe naye. Lapha eZimbabwe le krakhonale. Thina sivuka sithatha umsuzwa lengadini. Sithathi imoringa amahlamvu engadini. Ufuna one kuphela ihlamvu lomsuzwana. Amahlamvu 3 awe moringa temiro. Uichumeric konke kukhona khonapho. Anyway, ngiyabonga okukuchoyo wena. Into enkulu engifuna ukuthi abancane abe ontana la omathuthu. Ikuthi ivaccine yavela eAfrika. Lingakhuluma labadala khona ngaphezansi. Khulumani labo bayayazi ivaccine ukuthi isebenza njani. Le lina yini manje sekile ngqobe elilomlandu okuthatha lezo zinto zihambe kuma labs for khona lokho kuthiwa ilokuza angithi kuthiwa khona sekwahamba ku lab kuyo tester. You must do those things ngoba you will surprise yourselves ukuthi ivaccine eSouth Africa ezavela khona ezansi. Nigeria, labo balezi impande zabo izavela khonani. Mina I'm convinced once I heard this story on a lay ukuthi this smallpox vaccine came from Africa with a slave. Kuyazingamangala. Umaster wasesenza i-vaccine, wayenza packaging, wayicommercializer, never thanked the slave. To this day, yiba badlayo. Kwangizwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu. Ngathi ebantwaneni abazukulu bami kathi lina vele lenzangisizwa ama-stories anje. Ngabatshengisa leyo video. Ngiyalithumela after this, litshengisa abantu. Ivaccine yafika e-Africa.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Holland there. And also I see Ms. Mathuthu, you were just talking about the situation in South Africa. Tell us, we understand that the vaccination program has been halted. What is it like there in South Africa right now?
As I was saying that when the president announced that the vaccine was going to be rolled out as soon as it arrived, which is linked last week on the 1st of February, people are positive now. They thought maybe now that the vaccine is going to be rolled out, we are doing away with this COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
We all, even including me, I was telling myself that if this vaccine starts, people get vaccinated, then which means you are doing away with coronavirus, then it also goes back to our lives, our normal lives. But when, again, we heard that, oh, the vaccine that arrived is only 20% effective when it comes to this variant of coronavirus, which is in South Africa,
mm-hmm.
I was down. Everyone was like, what now? What's going on? The negativity that was there before the announcement of the arrival of the vaccine came back to people. People now say, okay, if this vaccine is also not effective, what are we going to do now? Mm-hmm. When is another vaccine coming? What are we going to do? When is this going to be started? Because we're all waiting for that vaccination. Otherwise, we all wear masks, we wash hands, we keep social distance, we do everything. But this corona still persists, it's still there. So mm-hmm. What we're thinking about now is now, okay, we just need the vaccine. That will just protect us from contacting this virus. So we are down as it is now. We don't know what's coming next. Because now we are the numbers are decreasing in this phase two of this corona.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a possibility that the first wave, the second wave came. Maybe there will be a third wave. We are all thinking maybe by the time the third wave comes, everyone will be vaccinated, or at least the 67% that the government said will be vaccinated. So we are all down and now confused.
So how are people coping now that, you know, they were told, like yourself, you're saying that you were waiting and then now you hear this kind of news. So when the real or the correct vaccine comes, how do you think people are going to receive it?
What I can tell you is before this vaccine came, mm-hmm. you know, there has been people have been talking. Not everyone is saying he's going to get vaccinated. Not everyone was looking forward to getting vaccinated. The other people are saying, no, I'm not going to be vaccinated. They were just like going to reject the vaccine. But I think now that there is a vaccine that came and is said to be not effective and it says to be expiring in whatever month coming, now I think people will now just reject it. A lot of people are going to reject it. That's because they will think, what happened to the first one? Even mm-hmm. if the second vaccine came, they'll just say, okay, we're waiting for the first vaccine, and it was said to be less effective. And who knows if this one that says is going to come is going to be effective. So now a lot of people who were negative, who didn't want to take the vaccine, they now don't want to take it more than they didn't want before. So I think it would take a more convincing for people to accept the vaccine if it comes again. I think half of those who were saying I'm going to be vaccinated are also now doubting if the vaccine is going to be effective or if it's good for them or not.
Thank you so much. Apo tukunzwa amai vitres matutu varukutora vari ku South Africa vachitaura ivo kuti pari zvino nyaya yanetsa siku South Africa kwa vari ndeye kuti vazhinji vamwe vanga vachitya kana kuti vanga vachimweza kutora vaccine iyi yeCOVID-19. Mushure mekunge mutungamiri wenyika iva Cyril Ramaphosa vataura ivo kuti vaccine iyi takumbomira pari zvino nokuti haienderane nevariant iri South Africa. Vazhinji vakutotya zviri pamberi. Saka vari kutaura ivo kuti pachatotora rudzidzo rwakakura chaizvo kuti vamwe vadzokere zvakare kuti vawanikwe ivo vachienda zvakare kuti vawanikwe vachitrusta kuti hurumende yavo nyanya imomo muSouth Africa vachavapa nhomba chaiyo inozorapa denda iri reCOVID-19. Saka tanga tikunzwa zvakare kubva kuna Mai Holland, but our time is not on our side. We actually have 3 minutes. So I'm just going to ask Mai Holland to just sum it up for us, to just tell us, like, moving forward, what is your organization doing to help those, you know, people understand the kind of awareness that you have, especially women, and you also say beyond women, what is the solution right now when we look at the current situation in Zimbabwe?
We have an MOU as an NGO with the Ministry of Provincial Affairs and Devolution, where we have asked for the government policy, and we look at what their programs are, what Parliament is doing, and as civil society, we can do very little. We fill in the gaps. And as I say to you, the gap that we see is of communications and information, and a total lack of understanding that in the old days, people really believe that charity begins at home. What people should be doing now is not waiting. It is to encourage themselves to see where are the gaps where they can actually get into those labs, the people that are there, to do a vaccine for us. It's possible. The vaccine started in Africa. That's the first thing. No one should be waiting. Number two, we should understand that each member of the family, ubaba, umama, the girl child, the boy child, must have government institutional support which prepare them to have access to food, to shelter, to all the things that empower them to have a life. Those are things that we should be forcing our government to do as a collective. But basically, we should get rid of the negativity about who we are. Zimbabweans are the most beautiful people with the best hearts, with the best goodwill.
Thank you so much.
We are, but we don't see it. because we don't actually believe it.
Thank you so much. Let's give Esther a chance so that she may wrap up, because we are left with maybe a minute.
Yeah, So I see I use a formula here approve a corner. Sibon Uti as countries, each country gets its own vaccine. Then by that by so doing, everyone can will be vaccinated maybe for free.
Yeah, well, yeah, Kosazana Victories, Matutu Oil Zim, Imboto, Gainchang, and Israel Amanda, Vesfazana, Penalis, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Oliver, this time again, Yimmy was standing in Changan City Slang and any Jalo, Yavigas.
I want to look in the Maisekai Holland, Bangabari Pano, Vachitpa, Yanju Wabo, a Uyazin and Amatai Quequenza, Ambo Pinda, but the network Yati Rambe, as it says, as a current Tingeti Nai, Shondo Noya, Storopa Mirevich Niki Panyayo, COVID 19, Munika Zimbabwe, Tutenda, Shakarem Zare Victress Matutu, Matipa, Rupitke, Kokok, South Africa. Motipa, maybe just if you can sum it up in English, what you think going forward needs to be done, especially for Zimbabweans staying in South Africa, because I saw my Holland there agreeing with you. You seem to have a common cause. If you can just summarize for us.
Okay, thank you. I would like to say to Zimbabweans, especially Zimbabweans living in South Africa, we don't know if South Africa, when the vaccine in South Africa comes, we are not sure if we are going to be vaccinated. Are we going to be vaccinated earlier or later? We don't know if ever we're going to be vaccinated as foreigners. So as of now, let us stick to steaming and ginger and whatever that we think might help us to protect ourselves from contracting this COVID-19. So for now, let's just stick to social distancing, put on masks and sanitize, wash your hands. I love you all.
Thank you so, so much. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Once again, thanking Amai Sekai Holland, also Victress Matutu. And also just to remind ourselves, we had a doctor that was earlier on here on the program, Dr. Caroline Shumba, also saying that people need to keep observing the World Health Organization guidelines to wear a mask, social distancing, and also just to make sure that you wash your hands and to make sure that you don't bring the virus into the house. The virus doesn't travel, so you bring it in. So they were just saying it's better to stay at home if you're at home. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. You have a very blessed day.